Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings to you guys. This is your host, Evangelist Lady Jerez. I welcome you on Hope or Glory, Blog Talk Radio, enjoying Shirley, Pastor Shirley Seeger here on Hope of Glory, Blog Talk Broadcast. I greet you with divine love. After I go back and play our Pastor Shirley season, the next voice you will be hearing is Lady Evangelist Therese bringing forth the word, praise God, with sin built up in the church. Praise God. Praise God. We will continue back with Pastor Shirley Seeger.
Do you know what? Well, I wish I did.
I know you guys had enjoyed Pastor Shirley Siege, your glory be to God, and James Cleveland, baby, glory be to God. We thank God, glory be to God, for all of my dear who tune here on Hope or Glory Live Talk Radio broadcast. I thank God that God is constantly moving and strengthening the people of God from everywhere. I thank God for 2015, the best year ever, said the Lord. And not only just for me, for many of you guys. Amen. We know that 2014 was just an experience, praise God, to enlarge our camp when we reached 2015. I know I have some believers out there, praise God, that know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. But people of God, God lay on my heart to minister to you guys concerning sin built up in the church. But before we get into the word of God, how many know it's always good to encourage ourselves with a scripture from David, praise God. And I know you guys know my favorite scripture, Psalms 51 and 10. Lord, created me a clean heart. Renew within me a right full spirit. Oh, praise God, that shall be our daily prayer, to asking God for repentance, as you say, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew and restore everything that you have planned for my life. Glory be to God. Let's go into prayer, and I won't be before you long, praise God. It will bless your heart. Well, Father, we thank you on tonight, Lord God, for we know that you are sovereign. You're Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. We thank you, Father, as you hide me behind the cross, Father, and that you allow my spirit man to be a blessing to the viewers on the radio of Hope of Glory, Lord. We give you all the honor and all the praise, for you are worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to going down. So, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that this word have already been planted in heaven, Lord. And we thank you in advance, oh Heavenly Father, as we go higher and higher in the things of God. But most of all, that we get healed and delivered and set free Praise God, praise God. Well, people of God, when God began to give me the topic on sin has been built up in the churches, you know, we see so many things in the churches today. People are not living according to the word of the Bible. They're not living to sacrifice for righteousness of holiness. They're led to their own understanding. And we as the kingdom and the children of the light have to break down those barriers by praying, but we know that prayer is the number one key that holds everything up together. I know I have some witness out there. A lot of my ear having an open ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord says. But people of God, has God given me this message? Sin has built up in the church. We have so much lust of desires in the churches. In the body of Christ, they're full of resentment, they're full of bitterness and hatred and jealousness and enviness. Oh, we have to come against that spirit. God has given us totally control to rebuke anything that is not of Him. He told us in the book of Timothy, His word is for rebuking and training in righteousness. And as the children of the light, we must stand out and reflect who we are in God, to exalt His word so that it may come life in our being. People of God, the churches is full of deception, they're full of lies. Glory be to God. Full of hatred. We are the church, I hear the Holy Ghost say. And if we are the church of God, we should be an example to practice holiness, to practice truth, to practice righteousness, not to be practicing on sin and deception and delusional. You know, we have too many people in the body of Christ have settled with the enemy. God said He have not given you a spirit of fear or power. He have given you power and a sound mind. He have not given you a spirit of fear. Glory be to God. And we know that we got too many people, too many wimps in the body of Christ, not standing out for the word of God. And we have to stand. I just hear God say, tell my people, they have to stand out. They have no disciple. People of God, that's true too. No disciple been taught, you know, in the churches today. There's no discipline, no order in the house of God. People in the body of Christ dressing up the church like a worldly arena or something, covering up sins in the temple of God, sanctuary. The devil is a lie. Oh, the devil is a lie. We shall come against those strongholds. Remember, we are the church. We are the church in these last and even in this end time harvest. We are the church. Changes come through prayer and fasting through us to make a difference in the lives of others. We must plant a seed to make this. I hear God say we must plant. We must plant. The children of the light must plant a seed to make disciples, to minister to those who have strayed away from the cross. We have to be that beacon light, praise God, and, you know, so many things that God wants me to bring. I hear God say, I want you to, you know, to stress this out. We have too many. You know, in today's churches, we don't hear any revelation concerning homosexual, gang-banging, pimp, prostitute, a lesbian, and et cetera in the small churches. But the devil is a lie. But the devil is a lie because they belong to God too, and they need to be ministered to. They need deliverance. They need healing as well as the body of Christ. They still are the body of Christ. praise God, they just only have strongholds just to come against, just like anybody else. God is no respecter of a person. He give no favoritism to no one. But as the children of God, we should be praying that respiration will come for them, glory be, and that they will be restored and that they will overcome and defeat those strongholds. We know that if we pray, God would begin to change things, because he said the strong shall bear for the weakness. So we come against disobedience, because as children of the light, we should be team player for the kingdom of God. When we are team players and we're doing about our Father's business and we showcasing his love, when we come against all of the adversity of disobedience, we got to speak in the name of Jesus over these things in the house of God. We have to speak that they may be converted, because we don't hear the preacher not ministering to the people of God, you know, that's, or I call them to be ill, you know, glory be to God, but they love God the same way that you love God. Amen. And we got to bring respiration of God's healing back into the churches, because the sin has built up in the house of God, and God is not pleased with the sin that's in the sanctuary. When God has allowed us to be the church, he allowed us to encourage each other. The Bible declared that we should always encourage one another. Praise God, but I pray against, I pray healing and deliverance for the homosexual, the gangbanger, the pimps, the prostitute, the lesbian, and et cetera. You glory be to God, because the devil is a lie. They need to be restored. They need healing. They need deliverance. They love God too. Glory be to God. This is we got to bind and rebuke the generations of confusion in the house of God, because God is love, and our job is to minister those that may be lost, that they may be found, that they will come back to their first love. Oh, yes, God want to do surgery on them. Yes, God wants to make them over. Glory be to God. So we, as the children of the kingdom, have to reach out to our brothers and our sisters in the body of Christ, those that are disobedient. We still have to pray for deliverance, healing, respiration. I hear God say, and that way we are being good disciples. We're out there fishing to make God happy, to make respiration burnt alive in those that have been afflicted. Oh, my God. I just hear God say, when we plant that seed, we're out there making disciples. There's just too much foolishness activities in the house of God. People are not listening to the voice of God, led to their own understanding, no conviction, no to repent to God. Some kind of conviction should come in your heart. Your heart shouldn't be hardened where repentance and conviction won't evict you from your sin of disobedience. So we say again, there's too much mess in the church. We bind that spirit of confusion in the church. All that mess, all that gossiping, all that lying, all that. It's just too much deception. I'm going to narrow it down to deception. I hear God say, of disobedience in the house of God. God is not pleased. It's just too much flesh in God's house. That flesh got to die. God said, I want you to make sure you let them know that flesh got to die, because if the flesh doesn't, if you does not put that flesh in, and if you have not put, I hear God say, if you have not put that flesh in subjection, my God, woe unto you, because there will be discipline behind behind being disobedient. You got to bind and rebuke the adversary when he come. I bind and rebuke him in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against the body of Christ shall prosper, and every tongue rise up against her shall be judged and shall be condemned. You got to speak with victory out of your mouth. When you minister to people, you must birth life, God said. You must constantly practice in speaking truth to the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God is near. When we prophesy over the lives of God's people, we must speak healing, that they will come out of this dilemma, that they've been bound too long, that God is willing to break the barriers, that's willing to break the yoke of those that are disobedient. God said, if you have an open ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and he's last in you to give up your sin and repent. I hear God say, give up your sin and repent, because there will be repercussions if you don't give up your sin. I hear God say, we are in the last days, people of God, beloved. There's no time to reflect on yourself. It ain't about you, I hear God say. It's all about the Christ in you. Have you discovered the Christ in you? If you say that you walk in as a child of the light, have you discovered that God dwells in you? Oh my God, shame, shame, shame. If you have not discovered that the comfort of the Holy Spirit abide in me and I abide in the Holy Ghost, my God, that would take captivities of my sin and bind it up and send it back to the pits of hell. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue rise up against me shall be judged. God said, I have given you the victory to speak life out of your mouth. My God, my God. You know, people of God, I thank God for the having an open ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. My spirit marinate on truth. It marinate on righteousness. Because my God is able. He's able to deliver you out of your affliction. I hear God saying, no longer would you be a mechanical deform or dysfunctional, disobedient child. You shall repent in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. I hear God saying that we must show love to our brothers and our sisters, no matter what their afflictions are, no matter what their faults are. But we must pray that healing shall prevail, that deliverance shall heal. I don't know about you, but I feel God. God said, if you fear him and obey his commands, he told me to tell you that respiration will fall on you. Meaning, respiration of increase, respiration of favor. Do anybody out there needs God's favor? I'd rather have God's favor than to have silver and gold. Because when I got God's favor, I got everything I need. I got love. I got peace. I got joy. Yes, I do. When I have God's love. Yes, God's love is everlasting. I don't know about you, but I hear God say, beloved, tell my people, take heed to the word of God. Don't get weary and well do it, for in due season you shall reap. If you faint not, don't give up. When God is trying to mold you, when God is trying to shape you, don't look to your strongholds. Tell your stronghold, goodbye, stronghold. You have no hold on me. I have surrendered. I have given myself to my Father, which are in heaven, who makes all things grow, who makes all things be in right standing. Can I hear the people of God say, I will trust in the Lord. I will not be led to my own understanding, that I will obey. I will obey the voice of God. Yeah, he told me to tell you, wake up, oh sleepy head of Jerusalem. Wake up. It's time to go out in the field and make disciples, for the kingdom of God is near. Yeah, I hear God say, tell my people, it's time to repent for the sins that have choked up your heal, that have choked up your deliverance. It's time to repent and say, Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned upon you. Yes, Lord, forgive me, for I have not known. Yes, Lord. But if I know to do the right thing, I wouldn't have did it in the first place. But thank God for forgiveness. Thank God for repentance. Yeah, I thank God he's opened doors to the blind. Yes, he did. I hear God told me, declare and decree, I have the victory. Yeah, I have the victory. Lord, give me my mountain. Move mountain. Yeah. I hope you've been blessed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For God is able. He's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah.